There's a famous Gemara in Megillah. Megillah Chavtes Amen Aleph. The Gemara tells us, it quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, Elohem leMikdash Ma'at. It quotes the pasuk in Yechezkel about a Mikdash Ma'at, a minor sanctuary. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Elu Batei Kinesios Batei Medrasha Shebabavel. So the Gemara learned out from the pasuk in Yechezkel, when it talks about Mikdash Ma'at, the minor sanctuary, it's referring to the Batei Knesios, the places where we daven, Ubatei Medrashos, and the places where we learn Shebabavel. And the Sefer Yerayim, one of the Rishonim, Relezim Mitz, it's not Stam Medrasha, this is really Dinda, this is a Dinda Raisa. That Kedushas Veis HaKnesses is a biblical law. Therefore, if a person, when he enters a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaMedrash, Sheninag Behem Kavod Omora, because it's called the Mikdash. And the Ran also agrees you should have covered in the Batei Midrash and the Beis Knesses. However, the Ran writes in Megillah, Shechachamim Haim Sheitiu Kedusha al Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. But it's only a Din Drabanan. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim, the Ran, versus the Yerayim, whether the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is biblical or rabbinical. And the Gemara in Megillah and Av Chavava Medbeis writes in another halacha, Shemutta lasos be beis kineses beis hamedrash. You're allowed to turn a beis kineses, a shul, into a house of study of the beis hamedrash, but not the reverse. Of a lomi beis medrash, basically you can't take a beis hamedrash and turn it into a shul. The chain pasak haramam, the Rambam paskins this way in Hilchos Tefillah, Perak Yidalev Halacha Dalid, and in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kufdin Gimel Zif Aleph, and the Vatam, and the reason why you can't do it is Mishum the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash Gedola MiKedushas Beis HaKnesses, because apparently the Kedusha, the sanctity of the Beis HaMedrash, is greater than the sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses, and that's what they quote the. And because if you turn a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, you will nullify Halimut Shebo. And the Beis HaMedrash has a greater Kedusha. And therefore, Lachain Mutter Lishnos Beis HaKnesses with Beis HaMedrash. But you can't do the opposite. You can't turn a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, because we go with the general principle of Malin V'Kodesh the Ein Morid. We always go up in Kedusha, we don't go down. Like we wrestle with it every morning when we have to put on our talus and tefillin. So we know the minute is we put on our talus first, then our tefillin. So one reason why we put on our talus first before our tefillin is a general rule, Tadir, V'she'ino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. You have a mitzvah which is frequent, a mitzvah which is less frequent, you go with the more frequent mitzvah. However, another reason given is because Malin Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridin. You go from Talis to Tefillin. Tefillin has a higher level of Kedusha. And that's what we have here, that you're allowed to change a Beis HaKnesses to a Beis HaMedrash because Malin Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridin. But you can't do the reverse. It's an interesting question the Achronim raised, the Magen Giborim. He's mesupik about it. Im ha-mutta lasos mi beis ha-knesses beis ha-medrash l'yachid beveso. In other words, so we say the halacha is you could turn a beis ha-knesses into a beis ha-medrash. But what about a beis ha-knesses where many people daven versus a beis ha-medrash where you learn by yourself in your house? Why should that be any different? Because there ain't nifsach b'shulchan aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch tells us in the name of the Yesh Omrim the Beis Medrash Yochid Beveso ain lo kedusha kol kach. It doesn't have the same level of sanctity. And therefore, maybe you'll say, since it doesn't have the same level of sanctity, therefore that type of Beis HaMedrash, you can't turn from Beis HaKnesset. Oh, maybe no. Maybe you say, the Beis HaMedrash, the Kedusha is so strong, even a Beis HaMedrash Yochid is mutter. So that seems to be a discussion in the Achronim. So it reminds me of a similar issue we have in the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, I think Mem Hei, Mem Vav, Mem Zayin, the Gemara talks about that they were getting ready to daven with a minyan, or they were hoping, they were waiting around for a minyan, and they only had nine. And I think it was Rabbi Elezer, one of the great rabbis, had an Eved with him, and he was Meshacher of the Eved, he freed the Eved. So, in order to make a minyan. So Gemara says, what do you mean? How could you free an Eved? He says, Ol behem ta'avodu. There's an Isarase, you have to keep an Eved forever until Yovel. So Gemara answers, we're doing it for a mitzvah. For mitzvah purposes. Mitzvah baba veiro. We know you can't steal a luv and shake it. So, freeing a slave to make a minyan. So Gemara answers, Mitzvah de Rabim Shani. A public mitzvah is different. When do we say a mitzvah? It's on an individual mitzvah. But a mitzvah, the Rabim, we don't apply the call of mitzvah Bavera. So that's the Gemara over there on a mitzvah de Rabim. So we see this interesting question Tosis raises over there in Brachas and the Bahag. What about the following case? That what in Pashas, what is Tfilah B'Tzibur? Pashas, the mitzvah over there we're talking about is a rabbinical mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah derabim derabbanan. We have a public rabbinical mitzvah saying Kaddish, davening, versus a biblical mitzvah, it's only on the individual. So when you have a conflict between a biblical mitzvah on the individual versus a public mitzvah on the rabbinical level, what wins? So just to go back a step, this question comes up halacha l'maaseh regarding inyani avelis, because the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan that there's no avelis on Yontif. There is no mourning on Yontif, no public mourning on Yontif, and perhaps on Yontif, not even any private mourning. On Shabbos, there's no Avelos b'fahesiyah, but we do have private mourning. Yontif, the way we assume, the way we pass, then you don't even have private mourning on Yontif. So why not? So the Gemara tells us, because the mitzvah derabim of Simcha, the public mitzvah of Simcha, beats out the private mitzvah of Avelos. So there's a machlokas we've shown, and what's the pshat in this Gemara? So the Rambam writes the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif today, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, is still Daraisa. It's still biblical. It's being in the presence of God, etc. The mitzvah of Simcha isn't limited to just eating meat and wine. It's a mitzvah Daraisa, even we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Rambam, which is consistent with this view, the Rambam Mishita is Avelos Yom Rishon, the first day of mourning is rabbinic, it's biblical. So therefore, the way the Rambam learns the Gemara is, the public biblical mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif overrides the private biblical mitzvah of Avelos. That's the way the Rambam learns the Gemara. And Tosfos learns the Gemara the opposite, or different. That Bizman HaZeh, there's no longer any Beis HaMikdash, there's only a rabbinical mitzvah of Simcha. So we're talking about a republic rabbinical mitzvah of Simcha, and we paskin B'nai Ashkenaz, all Avelos is only rabbinical. So therefore, the public rabbinical mitzvah beats out the private rabbinical mitzvah. So either way, however you have it, there is no mourning on Yontif, either like the Rambam mourns, because the public mitzvah of Simcha overrides the private biblical mitzvah, or Like Tosis says, the public rabbinic mitzvah of Simcha overrides the private rabbinic mitzvah of Eilat. Okay, that's obvious. Hello, so Tosis over there in Brachas and the Bahagra, he says, Shai, what about if you have a public rabbinical mitzvah versus a private biblical mitzvah? So where does that come up? So it comes up in Avelis, perhaps, according to the Svardim, who hold that Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So let's say the last day of Yontif. The last day of Yontif, Yontif, Sheni, Shagolias, is only rabbinical, according to everyone. So it's a public rabbinical mitzvah versus a private biblical mitzvah. So according to us, Ashkenaz, there's never a biblical mitzvah, so Yontif wins out. But according to the Svardim, according to those Shitas in the Rishonim, so it's a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether you say the private biblical mitzvah of Avelis, the morning, beats out the public rabbinical mitzvah of celebrating Yontif on the Yontif Sheni, on the last day of Yontif. And in fact, that's what they point out, it's here, what do we see? Pasha says this Gemara is, you're violating a biblical mitzvah on the individual for of freeing a slave in order to have a minyan. That's the famous rush we'll get into more in the coming weeks, since we're going to be entering Rosh Chodesh Adar, or be Adar Aleph, we're going to get into more Purim issues. But the issue over there is the Rush says, and don't tell me we're talking about Parsha Zachar. And the Rambam, the Rush's opinion is that Parsha Zachar needs a minyan. Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibor. So if you don't assume like the Rush, so we see from this Gemara, a public rabbinical mitzvah of a minyan beats out a private mitzvah of freeing a slave. However, if you hold, we are talking about Parsha Zachar, so then it's no proof, because then we're talking about a public biblical mitzvah. So that's a discussion to Rishonim by Avelis and how you learn this Gemara here. So that's the question here. So over here, it's not the same in terms of, we said even the both mitzvahs daraisa, according to the Yoreim, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, is Daraisa and Basic and Estes, or according to the Rana, both Rabbanim, but they're on even par. So the question is, we said the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash of learning is higher. So the question is, when do we say the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is higher than the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses? Is that only when they're both barabbim, when there's public learning going on and public davening? However, that's what the Achronim raise. What about in a case where you have public davening versus only private learning? When I say you're allowed to turn a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash, that has to do with our issue that we're discussing, because we know the status of a public mitzvah, even if it's on a lower level, a mitzvah derabbim, we find by many places, mitzvah derabbim, by Amir or Lenachri, we permit you to do different things we wouldn't ordinarily let you do. Let's say to get a guy to write a document on Shabbos, to acquire land, etc., and things in Bris Milah. So we see throughout Shas that we do give credence more to mitzvah derabbim, and that's the question here. Just to conclude, we'll go into another time, but regarding this mitzvah of Beis HaMedrash, Beis Knesset, so we said it has to do with the different levels of Kedusha. We're going to have to get in another time, is Mi Yibana Es Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. How is the third Beis HaMikdash going to be rebuilt? Is it going to be by Eish? Is it going to be miraculously through fire? Or we'll see, do we have to wait, or is it the Melech HaMashiach? We're going to see that, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, the HaMelech HaMashiach Yibana Beis HaMikdash. So that's that we'll have to get into, who's going to build the third Beis HaMikdash, etc. And what are we waiting for? Why don't we go ahead, can we build the Bayis Shlishi now, or do we have to wait for the Mashiach? So that's some of the issues we'll get into.